live righteously, to obey the commandments, and he will bless them. He will protect them from the nations that oppress them. And if they do not keep the commandments, then they will be oppressed and attacked by other nations, and the blessings of God will not be there. My dear friends, the same thing happened at Fatima. Our Lady, with three little children, gave us the same message. Men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. And if we had obeyed Our Lady, then we would have had the blessings that Our Lady said. She said that World War I was going to end, but if men did not come back to God, there'd be a second world war. And she said, another curse in a way, if they didn't obey the other nations of the world, the communists would spread their, Russia would spread their errors. She didn't mention communism, I don't think specifically, but that's what was happening. Interesting, as you know, Our Lady came in 1917, October 13th. Also in 1917, just thereafter Our Lady came, we had the Russian Revolution with Lenin and so on in Moscow, in Russia, where they took over the government. My dear friends, it couldn't be any faster than that. Already, because men had not been keeping the commandments, as Our Lady had asked, all those other messages that we saw in, of course, the various messages she had made to St. Bernadette at Lourdes and others, that they were punished almost immediately. Russia spread her errors. However, even with Russia spreading her errors, she did say, if men do what I say and obey the commandments and pray the rosary, there'll be peace. My Immaculate Heart will triumph. She also asked the children to have the Holy Father to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart. And she also gave us a very big secret that we call the third secret, which was to be revealed in 1960. Neither of those things were done by the Church. Pope John the 23rd said about the secret, said it does not pertain to my time, and so forth. He didn't give us the secret. We had instead Vatican II. And we didn't consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart. Several popes did it, but not with Russia specifically. Pope John, but not with Russia specifically. So the blessings were held out there for us if we had obeyed God. Our Lady would have triumphed. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. A most important aspect of the Fatima message, and of course is the day of October 13th, 1917, in a miracle of the sun. Now you should realize that never before, as far as I know, never before in the history of the world was a miracle ever foretold, that on this day, at this time, there will be a miracle. And it was done with the three children. They suffered greatly for it, as you know. Most people didn't believe them, even their families and so forth. And many people, the 75,000 people who came to Fatima that day, many of them came to see the miracle, good people, but there were some, of course, who came to scoff and laugh at it and so on. They came to see a miracle, but they didn't think there would be a miracle. Even the Osecolo paper in Portugal, in Lisbon, came, and to give them credit, they did tell about the miracle, the great miracle of the sun. Now, the great miracle of the sun was the sun spinning in the heavens, coming down to earth, and also the rain. For a few days, the place was inundated with rain. Both of these miracles remind us of other things that happened in history, which were chastisements, the first being the rain, 40 days and 40 nights of rain, because men did not listen to God, because they were sinning too much. They were so wicked that God had to destroy the whole world except for Lot's family, Noah's family, excuse me. And we know the story of the ark, and only they were saved. And we have the Sodom and Gomorrah because of the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah. We have sodomy, which comes from that particular sin, that unnatural vice that they had. And we have the Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. Fire came from heaven. The same fire that was coming down from the sun, which would be fire. Fire spinning from heaven. So those two aspects of the chastisements throughout the world, in the history of the world, were reminiscent of the miracle. First, the miracle of the rain, which was the deluge, reminiscent of the deluge, and then the miracle of the sun, which is reminiscent of fire coming down from heaven and destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, why do you think we had those two miracles? Well, it was, in a way, it was a foreshadowing of what would happen to us in our world if we did not come back to God. We would be destroyed, just like God destroyed the world with what was left, except for Noah, of course, with the deluge, and how he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And this is what would happen to us. The whole world would not be destroyed, as we see later on in another message from Akita, when Akita says, fire will fall from heaven. And on October 13th, interestingly enough, in 1973, to Sister Agnes, fire will fall from heaven and two-thirds of the world will be destroyed. So only part of the world is going to be destroyed. Two-thirds. And of course, no doubt that's certainly a good part of the world. And this is what's going to happen to us. Later on, our Sister Lucia given us part of the third secret when she, in 1944, was asked to write it down. She told about, and I think I read that to you before. I have copies of it if you wish in this little passage here, published in a book that was published by the sisters in her convent in 2013. How she said that an angel would touch the axis of the earth and there'd be disasters, all kinds of natural disasters on the world. And two-thirds of the world would probably be destroyed at that time. She said so many people were destroyed, all because we didn't listen to Our Lady. Our Lady came as a prophet, in a way, the prophet, the queen of prophets, to tell us men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. The same way Moses and the other prophets told the Israelites to obey the commandments and the mandates of God, and they would be blessed. If they didn't obey the mandates and the commandments of God, they would be cursed. God would curse them because he has to wake them up. God cannot allow us to go on sinning and sinning and sinning, right? Then we'd be like spoiled brats getting away with all the things that we want. But God, as a good father, has to reprimand his children. You've gone too far. No more. Stop offending God, Our Lady says. He's too much offended by sin. And 100 years later, my friends, we're worse than we ever were in 1917. You look at the 1917, those are the good old days when you think about it. And yet, Our Lady says, men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. So the modern world, right, especially since the Protestant Revolution and the scientific revolution we have with all the various scientists not believing in God and so on, and communism coming around the world. By the way, communism just didn't start with Russia. It was already in the 19th century. Many of the leading figures in the world were involved in communist movements to get rid of God, all right? to get rid of the Catholic Church and so on. So it was going on. It was there in 1917. And Our Lady warned us to stop offending God. And Russia was going to be the means of this, because she was going to be under the control of the communists. Russia would spread her errors. So we didn't listen to Our Lady, just like the Israelites didn't listen to God, and they were punished. So we are being punished in these times, and it's going to be with a great, great chastisement. Certainly, if God punished the people at the time of the deluge, and God punished Sodom and Gomorrah, certainly we're worse than they were, more than likely, with all the modern inventions and all the people who, all the states, all the countries that are bowing to the culture of death, promoting abortion, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and mandating it. And now we have transgenderism pushed down our throats ad nauseam. We can't take it anymore. It's so nauseating, as it were. So we have a world that's filled with sin. The devil certainly has kept part of his bargain. I can destroy your church, he said to God, and after Pope Leo had said his mass, he heard that conversation. I told you about that already. And we see that now. The devil's got the whole world in his hands. Of course, he's not going to win. Our Lady says, in the end, my immaculate heart will triumph, just like Jesus promised, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell certainly are shaking the church today, but that's all part of God's plan. He's got to shake the church of the sins that are in the church, and that's why we have the revelation of the various sexual sins by various prelates and priests and so on. And we have to have a purging of this. So he's beginning with the church, and this is a punishment from God to wake us up. And the same way with us, what they are being punished for, we should examine our own conscience and our souls and see if we have any sins that are offending God, not keeping the commandments. Because, my friends, the day of reckoning is coming very, very fast, very fast. One final note, I said it already, but just another final note. A lot of people say, I'm not going to bring children into this wicked world and so on and so forth. It's too wicked, there's too many bad people and so on. Well, let me tell you, it's God's world, and he's going to take good care of it. And if he has allowed it for one reason or another, we've had 100 years, it hasn't been so bad, it's been pretty bad for some, but for the most of us, we've survived. We had a roof over our head, and we had three square meals and so on. So it has been so bad. And we thank God for that, the daily providence. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank God for that. But we also should know that God's going to deliver this world, and we'll have the great era of peace that Our Lady promised. In the end, my immaculate heart will triumph. The world of tomorrow, my friends, will not be like today. The world of tomorrow, the prophets tell us, the various prophets, other than Our Lady, in the end, my immaculate heart will triumph. So the triumph of the immaculate heart means one church and the era of peace. You cannot have an era of peace if there's many, many churches like we have today. After the chastisement, everybody will be Catholic. And various other saints have prophesied, we will have the greatest era in the church, the greatest number of saints, the greatest number of saints, and the greatest number of vocations. God is going to clean up the world, as Our Lady promised. In the end, my immaculate heart will triumph. Our Lady will triumph, and she will bring about peace where everybody will be Catholic. We will have the greatest number of saints and the greatest number of vocations. So we can look forward to that if we survive. If we survive, I think that it's very shortly. And one of the things that make me say that is because Sister Lucia said the final battle between the devil and Satan will be over marriage and the family. And that's exactly what's going on today. So it can't be too much distance. Plus, it's already 100 years. The devil was given a certain amount of time, about 100 years. Whenever it began, we don't know. Some people say it began in 1917 with the advent of Our Lady coming. Some people could say it began with at the time of the visitation of the challenge the devil made, which would be on the 13th of October, 1884. All right? So either way, the time is just about up. So we must wake people up, my friends. Wake them up. Don't dilly-dally. Don't say it's tomorrow. Make sure your children and your brothers and your sisters and your nieces and nephews, your friends, all realize what's going on in this world. And they must stop offending God. They must obey the commandments. Obey the commandments. That means, of course, get back to church and confession. And they must pray the rosary, my dear friends. The rosary is the key. I thank you for coming, and God bless you, and let us pray very much, because these are very difficult times, but the great era of peace will be around the corner. God bless you. Mm-hmm.